Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is Ask Greg, and it is brought to you by DraftKings. And I'm telling you, there are 100 million reasons why you should listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all of their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. To claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways, all you have to do is download the app, sign up using promo code KSN, and then enter DraftKings free football survivor pool. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN to claim your share of $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running for the $1 million cash top prize. That's promo code KSN. Get you your share of $100 million in prizes only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's time for Ask Greg. And for those of you who might be new to the show, this is how this works. You download the app, Keystone Sports, and you'll see an Ask Greg button there. You press the button and you just fill it out and you can get your question on the air here with Greg. Also, you could send me an email, info@ksnsports.net. And we're anxious to hear from some new folks. Some of you who haven't ever sent in a question, now's a great time to send it in. And we will get your question on the air. All right, Greg, are you ready for the questions?
I am prepared.
All right, let's do it. Let's start with Dan from Berwick. And he says, whether you agree with canceling the season or not, what logic says it makes sense to play high school football but not college? How can our governor allow this?
Well, I mean, I don't know if the governor really has much of a role in any of this. The Big Ten decided what it decided, and that's kind of that. You know, the NFL. I mean, again, one of the things that if you go back to some of the episodes that Jim, as you and I have discussed this over the spring and then in the summer, was the NFL obviously has a players association and they bargained back and forth and they were able to come to an agreement on how both sides felt comfortable moving ahead. There is no such thing in college football. So it came down to the Big Ten presidents and Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren deciding how this was all going to shake out. And then, you know, there's been a lot of talk, of course, in the days since about breaking off from the Big Ten and playing a 5-game non-conference schedule or this, that, or the other thing. And it sounds great in theory, but when you really dive into all of the ramifications about something like that, Jim, in terms of television rights contracts and all this stuff, that really was never a true possibility. It just wasn't, unfortunately. And so I think that at this point, all we can do is hope for seeing football in the winter or, you know, during the spring semester, and time will tell. But I just don't think our governor in Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, had really anything to do with this decision.
Well, I'll tell you what, where Dan does make sense is there does not seem to be logic if high school players are allowed to play and the college players can't, which is,
well, you know, Jim, keep in mind, it is, but keep in mind that it was the same setup as the NCAA, right? So the NCAA said, if you want to play this year, go ahead. They obviously don't run college. They did cancel the fall sports championship, so they did go ahead and do that, where the PAA is setting a calendar and saying, and still holding championships, but saying, if your district doesn't want to compete, you know, you don't have to. Or if your conference doesn't want to compete, you don't have to. So then that decision is being made at the local level, similar to the way it was made at the Big Ten level. Of course, there's no television contracts and memberships and all this other messy stuff like there is in the Big Ten or the SEC. So I agree. It's a lot of mental gymnastics, but I think the The big difference, of course, is how those things are run and who has some, you know, who has authority over them. In this case, the Big Ten presidents kind of usurped everyone else and made a decision, and now they have unfortunately not really done a good job of explaining it.
Well, and to Dan's point about it being illogical, and you took the words out of my mouth, it's illogical that the ACC is playing and the Big Ten isn't. But the reason why is you have different decision makers. And I'm not sure about this, but I do believe there are states where the governor has stepped in and said there will not be, you know, high school football. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong here, Greg, but I believe Governor Wolf came out and said he recommended that they do not play.
Strongly
recommended. Strongly recommended. But I think that's kind of a situation where the PIAA and just people in general in this state have said enough, you know, we want to play. And that was an opportunity to do that. So, and we'll see how successful that turns out at the high school level. Next up is David from Lakewood Ranch, Florida. And he asked, as reports surfaced that the Big Ten was going to cancel or postpone the football season, sources said that the efforts were led by Penn State's and Michigan's presidents. I'm not sure I saw that, but let's go with it anyway. Still the question here is valid, Greg. He asked, however, both Harbaugh and Franklin were very outspoken about wanting to play. Why were there such discrepancies between head coaches and the administration?
Yeah, I didn't see that report either. So I'll have to try and go find that at some point.
But Greg, the question is still valid. There is a disconnect. All the coaches, and a report was it was unanimous among the athletic directors that they wanted to play.
Well, of course it
obviously
was.
Obviously, there's a disconnect.
Yeah, I mean, of course it was. And that's the other thing about all this. The coaches wanted to play. The ADs wanted to play. Well, of course they do. I mean, that's what their whole job is. That's what their whole life passion is. I mean, Jim, we want them to play, not just because we want to watch football, but because it helps us do this show every week, right? So, I mean, of course we have a vested interest in them playing, and we look at it differently than you can, you know, think a Big Ten president would, who clearly has a lot of other things at stake and in mind than just our enjoyment of football or the people wanting to play. But I agree, though. It is a valid question. There is a disconnect. And whether, you know, obviously, again, if the Big Ten would have just came out and told us exactly how this came down and what happened, that's fine. I think we all could have lived with it. But the struggle is that this question says that Penn State and Michigan were leading the push. We've read elsewhere that Penn State was one of the teams that one of the schools that wanted to play, and that they were pushing back. They were one of five that included Ohio State and Nebraska. And Jim, you're just left to kind of throw your hands up and say, well, which was it? We heard Sandy Barber say that she doesn't know if there was a vote. I just don't understand how the leader of the athletic department, who again has every incentive in the world to want to play and thus should have every incentive in the world to be able to tell people exactly how that was taken away from her and her department, says, I've never been told that there was a vote. So at this point, Jim, I don't think there was a vote. I think there was kind of a consensus and there were some dissenting opinions, but you know, the consensus plus Commissioner Warren pushed this thing across the goal line, for lack of a non-cliché-less way to put this. And so, yeah, there obviously was a disconnect between a lot of different parties, not just presidents and ADs, but seemingly across the conference. Jim, if there wasn't a disconnect, this thing wouldn't still be playing out in public about 2 weeks after it happened.
The words she used, I believe, was she didn't know if there was a formal vote. And I think that's the little escape there. And from all the reports, I don't think there was a formal vote either. I think it's like you said, they sort of found the consensus and they did not have to go on record. So when I say, and I'll keep hammering it, Eric Barron and every other president of these Big Ten universities, they owe it to their constituency to stand up and say, this is where I voted, how I voted, and why. They owe it to them. You know, they're in a public position. And that's why there is a lawyer using the Freedom of Information Act trying to get more information out of the conference. And all they had to do was come out this is how we voted, and this is why we voted that way, and they would have been so much better off.
And release us the medical report just like the Pac-12 did. That's all we're asking here. It's not, I had someone, you know, responding to me on Twitter, well, why do you think the Big Ten owes it to you to send out the medical report? And they don't owe it to me, but they could save themselves a lot of heartache and a lot of grief that they've been getting by simply just providing us with the work that went into this decision. I think we all are... I think we all have enough common sense to realize that in the middle of a pandemic, this was always a possibility. But when you make a decision like this, you should be able to support it. And even in Kevin Warren's first BTN interview, his heart didn't really sound like it was all the way into this thing, even though we've come to find that maybe he was pushing for this a little bit more behind the scenes than what we thought. But then again, the flip side, Jim, is there's been so many different reports out there now that it's almost impossible to figure out what to believe anymore at this point. So time will tell, I guess.
It really is. But what is a fact is none of them are coming out and saying what actually happened. And that was the worst thing they could have done. All right, let's shift gears a little bit here, Greg, and talk about football, or actually about recruiting. And this question's from Jeff in Washington, D.C., who says, Penn State has had tremendous recruiting success in the James Franklin era. Yeah, in spite of being a consistent top 10 team, winning the Big Ten, and finishing ahead of Michigan in the standings 3 of the last 4 years, Michigan consistently out-recruits Penn State, with the exception of 2018. What is it that seems to make Michigan a more attractive program or brand than Penn State for top recruits?
I think Penn State's kind of been outdueling Michigan in some respects, not every respect, but, you know, I don't know. I was talking to our good friend Brian Doan last week and the 247 Sports national analyst, and he was just like, you know, one thing I would caution you when doing, talking anything about recruiting this year is you're not going to know, you know, I know we could go back to future classes and find examples of Michigan outdoing Penn State in recruiting, but when it comes to this year, you're not going to know the ramifications of any of this for, 3 or 4 years once we see what actually plays out on the field. So I think it's wise to take a deep breath. Keep in mind, too, that it is August. I know it doesn't feel like August because it feels like we've been stuck in March since this thing started. But there's a long way to go until signing day. And there's a lot of time for things to go Penn State's direction, either through decommitments and flips or through landing top players on the board. And we could sound totally different, Jim, in 3 or 4 months' time compared to what we do now. It's a crazy year for recruiting. It's a crazy year to just be alive in general. So maybe Michigan has outdueled Penn State in some respects, but I don't think there's this great difference here like that question implies.
All right. Well, you also got to remember that just like in football games itself and why does your team lose, you got to remember there's some guys on the other side who are pretty good players and pretty good coaches. Penn State, with their recruiting, they're better than the vast majority of teams out there. So you can't beat everybody unless you're, of course, Clemson or Alabama. All right. That's it for Ask Greg. We'll announce our winner at the start of quarter number 4.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings is giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all of their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. To claim your share, all you have to do is download the app and sign up using code KSN, then enter DraftKings' free football survivor pool. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.